More With Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More With Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves to rock, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yes, I rock. I rock hard.
You rock?
Rock hard.
What was your first rock concert?
I don't think it's considered rock and roll, but honestly, you're going to laugh. The Beach Boys.
I don't know if that's rock. Okay.
It was the first concert I went to where it wasn't funk.
Yeah.
Because I grew up on funk. So it was the first like concert where there was white people.
There were white people, a couple of them. Yeah. Would Bryan Adams be considered rock?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was my first concert and my first rock concert.
Exactly.
Well, the reason why we're talking about rock is today's guest is Mr. Donnie Rock. How you doing today, sir?
I'm well. Thank you guys for having me, first of all.
He's like looking at us like, what the f- yeah, exactly. Where are they going with this?
Why are they using my last name? I don't do music. So, Donnie, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Donnie Rock. I'm 35 years old, and I am a male adult performer.
Male adult performer. Now, that doesn't define you, though.
In layman's terms, no pun intended, I am a porn performer.
Okay.
And have been in now 11 months. 11 months almost to the day.
Okay, so you're 35 years old and you've only been in 11 months.
What'd you do the first 34
years?
Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah, what happened the past 34 years?
Well, I had it was all going pretty well. You know, I grew up in Pennsylvania and I wrestled since I was 5 years old, and I wrestled Division I in college and then competed a couple years internationally after that. And then I moved to Colorado, and once I got to Colorado I just kind of was working as a ski bum. I had my college degree but wasn't using it, and was done wrestling and didn't really know what to do with my life. But I started out of nowhere, kind of totally random, started a property management company. Had that for 6 or 7 years, ended up selling it to another guy with property management companies. And then I worked as a recruiter, a headhunter, just worked out of the house and put people in jobs all across the country. And I had a girlfriend at the time. We dated for like 5 years. She broke up with me and I was lost.
Mm.
And you end up in the porn business. That is crazy.
Now, I want to backtrack here a little bit. Okay, so is it wrestling or is it wrestling?
It depends on where you live.
Exactly.
Down south, it's wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
So you wrestled in like high school, then went to college?
Yeah, I wrestled, like I said, from the time I was 5 years old, wrestled
what,
in high school. In college, 149.
Oh, wow.
149 pounds. So,
in high school?
High school, I started out at like 130 as a freshman.
Yeah.
And then I went up to like 140 and then 145, and then as a senior I was back down to 135.
Okay.
So
when I was in high school, or I shouldn't say when I was in junior high, my brother was a heavyweight wrestler in high school. He was undefeated in 4 years of high school.
Oh wow.
He was heavyweight. He was like 6'3", 2 something, whatever he used to be. But he was undefeated in 4 years. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he used to beat the shit out of me just for fun.
that's what brothers do.
Yeah, exactly.
I wrestled in gym class in like middle school, and that was basically it. Other than that, I was a WWF fan. So my question then is did you have any goals? I mean, were you doing this just for the fun of it? Was it help pay for college? Or was it at some point in time, I'm going to be a professional wrestler?
Well, the Olympics, that's kind of the end goal for any
not really, not in
amateurs.
These days, don't you think it's now? It's a lot of guys going into MMA.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the guys that they'll try for a little bit to make the Olympic team or whatever. And then they're like, okay, now I can go make money and fight MMA.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is great. I mean, wrestling's a great sport and the wrestling guys dominate the MMA and it gives them a chance to make a ton of money.
Nice.
I have good friends. One of my college teammates is Frankie Edgar, and he's been the 145 pound champ.
I'd kick his ass. I know. Call him out right now. Get him over here.
Get him over here.
We can call him, text him, get him on the show.
Get over here. I will kick your ass.
Yeah.
That's funny. We just had a cancellation for an episode, so come on over.
Right, we have openings. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you cancel, we don't call you out, but we do mention you.
It's like, hey, Frankie, get your butt over here, and we'll come to our show, and we'll beat you up.
Nice.
Right.
So you were also doing the skiing thing. So ski bum or ski instructor or just
ski bumming. I
or shagging ski girls.
Yeah, exactly. Little snow bunnies.
I really was. I killed it. I'm not gonna lie. And the MILFs and the little hot. bodies. Yeah, yeah. Just, they're on vacation, man. You know, and I wasn't even on Tinder, which I should have got on.
Yeah,
because I would have slayed it. But yeah, so I worked as a snowmobile guide for the first winter I was there, and then I started my property management company, and just kind of went from there. I was super busy. I was almost to the point where I ended up with like 67 properties, I think, and I did everything from, you know, I bought a truck to plow the snow, to clean them, to rent them out, everything, kind of top to bottom, and it was awesome. I mean, it's great money, and but I got to the point where I couldn't leave town. I was just chasing my tail, and so looking back on it, I should have just hired someone and then went out and hustled for like a year and got a bunch more properties. So I didn't, and then I could just hang out on radio shows and not do shit.
Didn't do nothing.
Employees, you can have hired employees to do all the dirty work.
Right.
For you.
Well, at some point in time, you were in Colorado and you came up with this idea, I'm guessing about 11 months ago. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go be a porn star.
How drunk were you?
Exactly. Tell me about that moment in time where you said, huh, you know what I want to do?
You know, totally. I know everyone says, especially guys, they say their story is totally random. Mine was totally random. It was a Sunday night in January. I was laying in bed. And I was on my, I had just logged out of my email, and it automatically takes me to MSN.com. And I was scrolling down through the headlines, and, you know, as you go down, the headlines get smaller and smaller. And at the very bottom of the page, it says something, something Duke porn star, and, you know, Duke University. So I was like, all right, well, I'll click on that one before I go to bed real quick and read it. And so basically it was the story of Bell Knox, you know, and all it was her story. She grew up in Washington State.
And where
smart.
Is she today?
I don't know.
Gone.
I thought she was back in school and maybe works a little bit for Pornhub or something.
Yeah. I know nothing of her anymore.
Yeah.
I thought she just disappeared.
I think she wanted to finish school. That was kind of her thing. Yeah. And she was getting harassed so bad she quit doing porn. But anyway, I read this article. It just tells her story. And then the very last line in the article says she is going to be hosting this new show called The Sex Factor. So, of course, I click on it. And it takes me to their website. I watch a little quick trailer. And then I scroll down a little bit further. And the trailer says, you know, they're going to take 8 guys, 8 girls, and pit them together in this reality porn show. So I scroll down a little bit further, and it says, think you got what it takes. And so, of course, I click on it. And thinking they're going to want credit card number and everything, I'm like, all right. So I go in, I click on that, and they want like name, email address, and like a couple pictures. And they didn't even want naked. I sent this one picture where I had this like goofy mustache, whatever. And so that's like, and then so I hit submit. It's like 11:40 or 10:45 at night. Close up my laptop, put it on the floor. Wake up in the morning, pull my laptop out. I have an email from 11 o'clock the night before, so 15 minutes later, the executive producer, or it says executive producer, says, can you Skype tomorrow, being Monday? And I'm like, all right, yeah, sure, I can Skype. Again, still not thinking it's real. And him and I Skype at like 1:30 in the afternoon, and he says, he kind of tells me, he says, you have questions for me? I said, yeah, tell me what this is, you know, it doesn't seem real or whatever. And he says, it's exactly what the video said. We're taking 8 guys, 8 girls, and I'd like to invite you to Vegas to audition. I need you in Vegas by Thursday. This is Monday at 1:30 in the afternoon. But me, I'm not doing anything. I'm not working. I'm just depressed, sitting at home, bummed out over this girl. And so I'm like, all right, I'll be there. And so I text my 2 most level-headed buddies, because that's about all I have. They're level-headed. And said, what do I do? Like, and both of them gave me the same exact answer. And they said, you don't have a choice. You have to go. And I was like, fuck. That is not what I wanted to hear. Because all I was looking for was an out.
Yeah, you wanted them to talk you out of it. You're crazy. Don't do it.
Yeah. And so Tuesday morning comes. I email the guy again. I said, hey, is there going to be like a second season to this? Like, I'm just crunched for time at this point. Trying to get out of it. And he sends me probably the coolest email that I've ever gotten in my life. And says, make it happen. Who knows what the future holds? Blah, blah, blah. This thing that you would see on a freaking poster. And I'm like, you know what? I got to go. So I go get tested that day. I had to drive, you know, 10 minutes down the road. Booked my flight. Booked a one-way flight. Because if I made – I flew in on Thursday, auditioned on Friday. If I didn't make it, I could leave Saturday morning. If I did make it, I had to stay until the following Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So – and keep in mind – I didn't know this at the time. This is AVN week. So what they wanted to do was they wanted to roll out the first right. They had a booth. They wanted to roll out the first season, the cast and everything on the red carpet at AVN. So I show up Thursday, again, wow. not thinking it's real. I'm texting with my buddies in the airport. I'm like, you know, there's not even going to be anyone pick me up because yeah. they're telling me there will be a guy there to pick you up. Here's his number, blah, blah, blah. And my one buddy was like, you know, screw it. All you have is a backpack. You just get drunk and go gamble for 48 hours and then book a one-way flight back. And I'm yeah. like, that's valid. Like, I've yeah. been all to these, like, shitty Iran and these shitty countries. Like, I can hold my own, you know. I'm cool with that. And
this is crazy.
So I show up. The van picks me up. They take me to this house where there's, you know, lighting equipment, cameras, crew. I'm like, shit, all right, I guess this is real. So that's Thursday. Friday, we go to the booth. We're at the AVN Expo, all that. And I have my audition, which is, hey, we're going to send you up to the room with this girl, and you're going to fuck her, and we're going to film it.
Okay, who is the girl?
Blair Williams.
Oh, Blair my God, Williams. That's my sister.
No, Blair. No, I've
you
been,
fucked my sister.
She's really hot. She's a hot girl.
Is she in the business now still?
Yeah, no, she's still mm-hmm. in the business. She's
so there's just, that's your audition. You got to go fuck Blair Williams.
Yep.
On camera or just go on fuck camera. Her in a room?
And what did you, your first 24 hours later, you're like, I got to go fuck this girl in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Did you text your friends then? Hey guys, why didn't you talk me out of this?
Yeah, well, at that point I had a text thread going with about 10 of my buddies on it because I was updating them. I'm sending them pictures and
Are you texting your ex-girlfriend at that time too? No, hey, look what I'm doing.
No, I leave that alone.
This is what you're missing out on.
Right. Yeah, so they're videoing. It's just like a scene. It's yeah. what they want. And nothing. And I take the humble approach, right? So I'm going to show up, and if I can perform great, if I can't, then I'm just like all the other yeah. limp dicks that don't make it, right?
Life goes on.
Yeah. And show up, nothing. Not hard even a little bit. And I'm like, shit, all right, well. So I go downstairs. That was it. And they're like, all right, we've given you enough time to try to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I go downstairs, and the producers and everything are like, how'd it go? And it was really weird. When I got there on Thursday night, they seemed to really like me. And I don't know if it was because I'm just really nice and, you know, yeah. kind of the good-looking jock guy, because yep. I was that guy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I said it didn't go well. I didn't get hard, nothing. And yeah. they're like, fuck. And they're going off. They're shaking their head. And they're like, all right, let us think of something. So they come back like an hour later, and they're like, we haven't done this with anyone, but we're going to give you another chance.
Viagra?
No, I had nothing.
Give me a V.
I had nothing. But Cialis. They were looking for me. They were yeah. like, we'll find you. And I had never taken
Oh, it's
that.
Vegas. You can get shit.
Right. And it was AVN.
Yeah, AVN. Yeah.
What do you think right. the V stands for at AVN?
Right. So they were looking for it, and I had never taken that in my life. I was even a little bit nervous, and they didn't find any. And so they said, we're going to give you another shot. This time we're going to send you upstairs with two girls, two little hotties. And I'm like,
and who are they?
Kaya Peek.
Don't know her.
And Sydney Gilmore. Neither of them. No. Kaya, I think, has done like one or two scenes since the show. But you can catch them on the show. You can yeah. you can kind of see all about them. Go up, and I make it happen. And there was more people in the room. And Kieran Lee was in there. And, you know, he's just a ball buster from the word go. So yeah. It's kind of hard to focus. But at this point, I had a bit of a buzz. I had a couple beers and whatever. So I think it was a little bit easier.
This is great.
And so, yeah, made it happen. So then I come downstairs the next time, and they say, how'd it go? I said, I got hard and I came. Because apparently some of the guys were getting hard, but they weren't able yeah, to come.
Exactly.
And I came, and that's kind of the easiest part for me even to this day.
Yeah.
And they're like, fucking right. And they're like high-fiving each other. And they're like, you're in.
A bunch
of
children. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, you're in. And so I'm like, sweet. So I just kind of enjoyed the expo the rest of the day. Saturday morning, they announced the crew or the cast. And I was one of the cast. We had our eight guys, eight girls. And Saturday day, we did the AVN thing. And then Saturday night, we did the red carpet. All 16 of them. They kind of wanted us all together, yeah. like as a group. And so we did that, and then Sunday we kind of had our day to do whatever, and then we filmed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That was all in Vegas, and then we left. I go back to Colorado, and then we heard from them, like, hey, we're going to try to film this time, and nothing until May, And the guy was brand new. Like, in his defense, he has no television experience, no porn experience. He sold, like, startup software, you know. So he says, he finally gets hold of me. He's like, we're going to film in May. So I came to L.A. May 10th through the 21st or something. And we finished filming. And so that was just over a year ago. And so then the guy who shot the show, he was the video guy, calls me or texts me in July, Francois, mm-hmm. and says, hey, I have a scene for you on July 21st, I think was the date. And Mo was there, and it was for Penthouse. And so I'm like, all right, I'll be there. And so I show up, my first porn set ever outside of the show. Wow.
Did you know this was his first?
Yeah.
No,
you did. Oh, okay. You did know?
Yeah,
I did. Okay, I didn't think you knew, because a lot of the people didn't know, the crew.
I knew it was very, very, very early, and Francois had given me a heads up.
Okay, all right. So, but I go in.
And I let it happen.
But I killed it. I went in and I crushed it.
Who was that scene with?
Jay Taylor.
Yes, Jay Taylor. Yes, it was. Yes, yes. I remember that movie very well.
Yep. And so I go in and, you know, after the scene or whatever, the crew, they're like, how long have you been doing this? I'm like, man, and I'm a bad liar. Yeah. So I'm like, this is day one. And they're like, no way. Get out of here. Yeah. I'm like, I swear to God. And so that they were pumped.
And I haven't had him back yet.
So, but I got a question.
Well, that was Francois again, correct?
Yeah.
I need to have you back for another director.
My question is this, ultimately.
If you do the show, you get work.
At what point did you tell your parents that you were doing?
I didn't.
Do they know now?
Yeah, I did. And I'm from a little country redneck town in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. like 4,500 people.
Yeah.
So what I did is I strategically told a handful of people, knowing that it would get back to my parents. Just because I knew they weren't going to care. But I didn't want to have that conversation. So I get, and it was crazy. They didn't find out until June, which all my buddies knew, you know, in January.
Yeah.
And then my sister found out in March. I have one sister, and her and my mom were actually in Colorado visiting me. And my mom's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. My sister's in the back, and I get a text message from my sister. And it said, and my sister and I, like, she's 42, I'm 35, so we're not like super close. We have nothing in common, so we don't even really talk that much. Not because we hate each other, just because there's nothing to talk about. But I will text, and she has two daughters, my two nieces, so I'll text with them and stay in touch. But so she texts me. That's like her, you know, that was her thing from the back seat. And she said, "Are you in porn, or are you on a reality show, or something like that?" And I just said, "Yeah." And she said, "Does mom know?" And I said, "No." And that was it. That was the end of the conversation.
Oh.
And to this day, so that was in March.
That's so funny.
2015, and my mom and sister still don't know. Oh, I think they know they do know that each other know, but they've never said one word to each other.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. Yeah.
And my mom is just holding out. She's like, my mom's like a super nice. They're all really nice, but she's like, fuck it. Like, she didn't say fuck it, but that would be my word. She's like, if she's not gonna tell me, then I don't have the time to talk to her about it. Yeah. Like, so yeah, they know. But my mom and dad called me within like 2 days of each other, and my mom and dad are divorced and don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that part was kind of crazy. It went on and on, and all these people are finding out in my town, and my mom and dad find out within like 2 days of each other. It was really weird. So my dad calls, and I was doing something, couldn't answer. He leaves a voicemail, which that kind of perked my ears up, because he never leaves voicemails. I'm like, shit, something's wrong, you know? So I check the voicemail, and I could tell he was like, he probably had a couple beers. He was probably a little bit drunk. And he was like, yeah, I'm looking for Donnie Rock. He leaves that on my
ouch.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just kind of laughed. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And so I call him back. And again, he was kind of with some buddies and had a few
beers. Sounds like this change or job profession of being male talent seems like it's united your family. That was not
right,
like, in some bizarre way.
Right.
It's kind of united, put the family back together again.
Yeah, yeah.
You doing porn has made everybody communicate a lot better.
Yeah, well, it kind of does open the floodgates with communication.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
So your dad. So you talked to your dad about it. Now, had he seen this? How did he?
A buddy of his told him.
Okay.
And who probably found out through someone, one of my seeds that I planted.
Oh, okay.
And
so nobody was picking it up. Oh, I'm watching it on the internet or whatever. Nobody.
No, in fact, I only had one person that just stumbled across it. Okay. And he texted me and said, he texted me at like midnight one night and said, are you on this? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. I said, who told you? He said, no one. I stumbled across it. I said, you're lying. And he said, I swear to you. And I was like, that's awesome.
So how many scenes have you done since you started?
I've probably done 70, somewhere around 70.
70? Nice.
That's crazy.
No, that's actually, for a newer guy in the first year. I hear guys that go through and do two scenes a month, three scenes a month, and it's barely, you can barely say you're male talent. It's like every so often I have sex and they give me money. but no, I think that's not bad. I mean, it's not going to make you rich, but it's definitely, better than working at McDonald's.
Right.
Or being a photographer.
Or being a photographer, because that pays zero.
Right.
So my other dumb question, I know I'm going to get mad and get in trouble for this, is the way you're looking at me.
Welcome to More with Dick.
Exactly. Does your ex know?
I don't know, but I know her sister knows, her twin, identical twin sister. Because
you
knows.
Banged her?
No.
Oh.
Liar.
She's a porn star now.
Right?
She's a
porn star. I don't know. I'm assuming she does, and that's almost, I'm still bummed out about her. I still want to be with her.
I've been there.
But I'm just afraid to reach out because she's going to bring it up. Yeah. And I don't know that she even would bring. I mean, she would bring it up eventually, but
they all do.
Yeah, yeah.
They
so
bring up anything they can just to nail you a little bit more.
Evil, 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 evil. And so, it's crazy.
Yeah, no,
it's a crazy story. I've been around porn for 25 years. I haven't heard that's a crazy story.
Yeah. So really both parents know. Both were. My dad's like old school. He's like Clint Eastwood style. So he doesn't say, and I'm the same way. So he doesn't say I love you and this and that. But again, I'm the same way, so I understand. And he actually said, he's like, he called me like 2 days later than after he had called me with a buzz.
Sobered up a little bit.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, I just want
to... After the drunk dial.
Right, yeah.
I drunk dialed my son. Oh, my God.
He was like, hey, I just want you to know that I love you, and whatever you do, you do. And I'm like, sweet.
Wow.
Cool.
How old's your dad?
65.
Okay.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you've been in 11 months. Everybody knows. So do you plan on sticking around? I mean, you're 35. So, I'm not saying you're older, but you're probably right in the middle of where male talent is. You don't see a lot of the 21-year-old guys because they just don't usually do it. But I would say 25 to 40 is definitely the realm of possibility. It does go older, but you don't look, though, like you're 35. You look younger, so you're not getting the daddy roles of somebody who is, say, Stephen St. Croix, who's older, an Evan Stone or a Marcus
Tommy
London,
Gunn.
Tommy Gunn, any of those guys that are older. So how long do you plan on sticking around?
I don't know. Everyone asks me that, and again, my age being a little bit older, again, I think that's why I get the question, but I think as long as I can, and within porn to some capacity.
Mm-hmm. You like it, the business?
I do. I like it. I mean, there's money to be made. There's, good opportunities. And at the end of the day, I get laid. And
you
get
like
paid.
The pussy? You like the girls?
Yeah, I've been banging chicks since I was 15. Tons of them.
I hate guys like this. Just so you know, I truly hate guys
this. We hate you.
Because I didn't lose my virginity till 19. Married the first girl that I ever, fucked.
Wow.
Yeah, so I missed out on all of that. 25, then I was celibate. So the guys, I've been banging chicks. How many girls do you think you've had sex with outside of porn?
Before
Forget porn.
I'd say close to 200.
Fuck you. I barely
and
have
since
seen
porn,
200 girls.
Since porn, 3,000.
Right?
No, add an extra 50. Because it's banged the same girl twice. It's
a couple times,
happen.
But a couple threesomes and stuff too.
Nice.
Which are the same
Who's
girl.
Your favorite girl in porn?
Oh, it's kind of a revolving door, but right now I have to go with Kimmy Granger.
Don't know her.
Kimmy Granger. Friend of the show was supposed to be a guest today, actually, but she is not feeling well.
I don't know who she is.
She's a sexy little thing.
She's newer.
Yeah, she's newer. She reminds me of a Roxy girl.
Okay.
You know, that kind of like, oh, Kimmy Granger to me, and this is my opinion of her, is she's the summer camp girl
right.
that you develop a crush on, that you have a thing right. for, and it's only for the summer. She's that dream girl. Then she goes off someplace else, and you jerk off to her until about October, then you move on with life. But she's that summer dream girl that you that doesn't look like a porn star. She just looks no. like okay. that free, cute. You know,
she's
beach
really
girl.
Fun, outgoing. Yeah. Most of them are quiet and kind of...
They're
annoying. I don't want to say dorky, but they're like...
They're all annoying, period. Well. All of them.
You can't say that. Huh? So who's your least favorite girl?
I can't say.
So far, we've only had two people actually say that.
I'll tell you my least favorite girl.
I like
girl.
Chanel, too.
She's I'll tell you my least favorite girl. Chanel's I can awesome. Easily tell you my least favorite. All the girls are my least favorite girls.
Yeah.
So my question to you, I got one question. Was like, which girl would you like to work with that you haven't?
You know what?
And let's see if we can make it happen, Mo.
I don't get hung up on them, right? Because they come and they go so fast.
It's business, baby.
And I see them on, there's so many of them, and there's a line of 2,000 of them waiting to get in.
Mm-hmm. But is there a girl out there, you're like a famous one, or like, God, I want to do a scene with that girl. Like,
you know what? That's funny you say that.
Is there a girl that rocks your world?
When I, before I got into porn,
right.
You know, I watched porn, but I wasn't like a junkie by any means. I knew the name of two porn people.
And
one of them was, well, no, besides like Jenna.
As I whisper, Jenna Jameson.
No, besides Jenna. So one of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites was India Summer.
Oh, India ooze
sex. I don't remember
sex. She comes She's, up and she can whisper in your ear and she can touch your earlobe a little bit. And it's boner inducing. I mean, just how she talks, and she'll just rub your shoulder and she intentionally gets close to you. And it's just like,
just to fuck with you.
Yeah. Just to fuck with you.
She's really sexual.
And she's yeah.
And so I worked with her.
Okay. And
it was horrible.
It was awesome. It was actually better than I thought. And my favorite part of the whole scene, which I kind of planned this on my drive there. Because I like to, I whisper in the girl's ears all the time, but it's always totally true stuff.
Yeah.
But I do it. I do it. It's almost, I don't want the camera to hear it because it's like real. It's, you know, that's my way of getting into the scene. And I told her, I love this line. I told her that I've been jerking off to her for 10 years in her ear during the scene. And then after the scene, we go to get in the shower and whatever. And she said, were you serious when you said that? And I said, absolutely. And she said, that's so fucking hot. And I was like, yes, it worked.
I win.
Winner.
So is there a girl out there that you've seen now that you hear about or you see in, on set? I just don't know if there's a
girl. You know who I like right now or I'd love to work with? And Anna Fox.
Anna Fox, that girl has a magical pussy. I see guys.
How do I not know these people?
She's black.
She's a black girl. She's hot.
Really?
And okay. I watch guys that, I mean, she did a scene for us a few months ago, and she was working with a male talent. I won't call him out. He goes through. They do the whole scene. He nuts. They go off. They do the softcore, and he's staying hard through softcore, doing the whole thing. And he's like, after we cut and we're all done, he asks her, he goes, can I have one more minute? And she goes, yeah. Keeps fucking her, pulls out, and nuts again, as big as the original one. And I'm like, how? I watched another guy. She's laying back, you know, and he's, you know, he's up in position. He's fucking her. He pulls out to jerk to pop and shoots over her, like over here, hits her in the forehead, hits her. And I'm like, dude, you missed her. I mean, it's like, I don't know what she's got going on, but yeah, she, and just so you know, and I can say it publicly because she said it publicly, she has offered to fuck me for my 40th birthday, and I don't know if I can handle that. I may not make it to 40 in one day.
So you might not make it to 41.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned that you have maybe other dreams or aspirations or goals in the industry. What would you, besides performing, what else would you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, I think the ultimate for a male is direct and perform. Mm-hmm. You know, so some company says, hey.
So Manuel Ferreira, Tony Rebus.
Exactly. Okay. Karen.
Yeah.
To kind of have that kind of setup where they're my scenes, I'm in them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not the easiest job in the world, right?
No.
And especially from the performance standpoint, you have to make it happen and whatever. But when it's your set, I have a feeling it's a lot easier.
Nope. It's a pain in the ass. Just so you know, behind the camera, the behind the camera shit is everybody thinks my job, oh, it's so cool and you get to do this. No, my job is paperwork and bookings and all that bullshit. So if you can hire somebody, go hire yourself a good PM that will handle all that shit for you, then you're solid.
Right.
But other than that, it's all business. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So Donnie Rock, I appreciate you coming out. We changed things up. We ask, we call this the Get to Know You episode because we want to get to know you. And I think we've done a very good job of getting to know you.
Yes.
So great stories. So I have 10 questions and we changed them up from previous ones. So to the three people that are listening, let me know what you think. Tweet me, add it into the comments.
Okay. Got to ask these. Got to answer these questions. Be honest.
And these are one word answers.
Okay.
No details, no nothing.
Okay.
What word or phrase do you say most during sex?
I use the word pussy a lot.
If you say that like you're, I'm a bad boy.
Right.
I say pussy. I'm bad.
If you won a major award, whom would you thank first?
Ooh, the fans. I mean, it's. They're the people that support it. They're the people that buy it.
Yeah, but I think you need to thank the ex for,
right?
for
the
breaking
push.
Your heart.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
Dick's going to love this one. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
You know what? That's so funny you asked that. I've seen this tree now. I moved to California October 1st and been here for 8 months or whatever. There's this tree, and I don't know what kind it is yet, because I helped my buddy run his tree company in Colorado just when I was kind of hanging out. And I've seen it in Santa Monica both times, and I don't know what it's called. It's really cool, and it has just a funky, trunk style. Mm-hmm. It's like smooth bark. I know you guys have seen it.
I'm sure
I don't know the name of it. There's that one, and then there's another cool one here that has the purple flowers in the spring, mm-hmm. and they're all gone now.
Oh, what is that? I think I know what you're talking about.
Those are really cool.
So he has two trees. I'm impressed by this. Social media or social interaction?
Ooh. I'm a talker, man, and I'm old school. So really at the end of the day, it's social interaction. But I do like the social media just because I can be a character, I think, and kind of hide behind that character.
How long could you live without your cell phone?
Oh, I could get rid of it. I live in my truck, man. I literally live in my truck. I have the bed set up. I have a cap on my bed, and I have a bed back there.
Nice.
Yeah. So my cell phone, actually, that being said, my cell phone's kind of important because I do live in my truck.
I see it now. Instead of the Bang Bus, it's going to be the Bang Truck.
Yeah, exactly.
.com.
Well, this leads into this question. If you won $1 million, what would you buy first?
A home?
A new truck.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I'd probably buy a little car so I didn't have to drive my truck everywhere.
Okay.
Nice.
A little gas, efficiency car.
If you were stranded on an island, what one personal item would you want to have with you?
Probably a genie lamp so I could just pull bitches out of it all the time. Get laid.
Exactly. Sunny day or rainy day?
Sunny all day, every day.
Exactly.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
My dream job would be a professional water skier. I've been water skiing since I was 3 years old. I'm a barefoot water skier and slalom skier and all that stuff. So I would love to do water ski shows like you see it.
Well, why didn't you pursue that?
I don't know. And I could have because I would have. I'm athletic. Yeah. I totally could have made it. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess probably because I would have had to move to Florida or Wisconsin or something.
That's a good reason not to do it.
exactly.
Florida
or Wisconsin.
Right.
Exactly. Last question. If you could have dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
It's like, ooh, that's a tough one.
Probably... And see, I'm always working angles, so I'd have to get something out of it at the end of the day.
Kieran Lee.
I've had dinner with Kieran. Probably Jennifer Aniston, because then that would be kind of my shot to A, get in there, maybe date her, and then B, just kind of be set and not really have to work.
Well, there we go. Good answers. Donnie Rock, thank you.
You're looking for a sugar mama?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She's too young, though. I'm looking for one like 85, one foot in the grave.
That's what I always say. Like, you want that woman, and you just want to be able to call her angel pie, massage her feet once in a while. She gives you an allowance.
Right.
Here's a credit card. You know, have fun.
Yeah.
Make sure you're home.
Yep.
You call her angel pie. Hey, angel pie. Oh, I love you. Missed you so much today while you're at the gym working out, whatever.
Right.
I agree with you.
Banging chicks on the side.
Exactly.
Well, Donnie Rock, thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. Where can your fans find you out there on the interwebs?
My Twitter handle is at Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E, underscore rock, R-O-C-K, 6-9. So it's at Donnie underscore rock, 6-9.
Instagram?
No Instagram. I'm a one-trick pony, man.
That's it.
Twitter.
Nothing else. Just
that's
Twitter.
It. That's it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug today?
No.
Perfect.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Not even Chipotle?
No, I'm mad at them right now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chipotle, we still appreciate that you're a sponsor, but I guess we're mad at you today. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my Instagram, The Average Mo. And if you want to see everything in the world of The Average Mo, check out theaveragemo.com. And you can listen to this show, and you can see some photos, and you can see some videos, and all sorts of stuff. Thanks for listening.